From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. Hello everyone, my name is Jake Longwell. Welcome to another hour of the best in jazz. We'll open today's program with a quintet co-led by two tenor sax players, Seamus Blake and Chris Cheek. They've been part of the modern jazz scene for well over two decades. This is a track from their first collaboration together on the Dutch Crisscross label from 2014. The album Reeds Ramble, and Reeds is spelled R-E-E-D-S, and they're backed by Ethan Iverson on piano, Matt Penman on bass, and Jochen Reukert on drums. We'll hear a track entitled 1974 Blues. from 1979, a group co-led by Sam Most and Joe Farrell, both accomplished multi-reed players in jazz, but both choosing to stick exclusively to the flute for this release, which is entitled Flute Talk, with Mike Wooford piano, Bob Magnuson bass, Roy McCurdy drums, and Jerry Steinholtz percussion. We heard Hot House. Teddy Wilson at the piano, leading his orchestra from 1938, a session released as a 78 on Brunswick that year, Don't Be That Way, featuring Bobby Hackett on cornet and Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, among others. It's from the album The Chronological Teddy Wilson and His Orchestra, 1937-1938. It's part of the extensive Chronological Classics series of compilations featuring classic jazz artists and their early sessions, all in chronological order. Many of the tracks on this CD feature Billie Holiday or Nan Wynn on vocals. And we began the set with Seamus Blake and Chris Cheek, 1974 Blues from Reed's Ramble. We'll begin this set of the jazz scene with Hank Mobley on tenor sax from 1963 and the Blue Note Records album No Room for Squares. He's backed by two different backing groups on this disc. On this track, he'll be joined by Donald Byrd on trumpet, Herbie Hancock on piano, Butch Warren bass, and Philly Joe Jones drums. It's called Up a Step.
George Washington began a revolution, which started something called the Constitution. Then all those pioneers with resolution progressed due west. There's always someone finding a beginning, and Eve to tempt poor Adam into sinning. A double day to say three outs per inning. That's all play ball. I was all through with romance, figured love was kaput, no more pretending. Like a boat from the blue, you walked into my life, clever and charming, slightly alarming. Just when I thought that my love life was all past tense, suddenly you start making sense. I was prepared to simply call it a day, ready for love to turn a light. You started something now. I wasn't ready for this. Was content all alone. Studio flat, sir. Maybe a cat, sir. Hey, this is now, that was then. I'm in business again. Using your razor, driving your blazer. Just when I thought my libido was fireproof, you fanned my flames right through the roof. You are the lightning striking Ben Franklin's kite. You are the Kitty Hawk of romance. You are Columbus setting out, cause without a doubt, looks like you started something now. I sense a brand new beginning.
Oh,
Recorded in Los Angeles in early 1959, the Elmo Hope Trio. That's also the title of the album, the Elmo Hope Trio, a session produced by David Axelrod. Elmo Hope on piano, Jimmy Bond on bass, and Frank Butler on drums. We heard one of the more ballad-oriented tracks, Like Someone in Love. The vocal in the set came courtesy of Linda Eder, backed by a full orchestra there, a real swinging session on the Atlantic label from the late 90s. The album It's No Secret Anymore, and we heard Looks Like You Started Something, and Hank Mobley on tenor sax from 1963, and the album No Room for Squares. Two different quintets featured. We listened to a track with Donald Byrd, Herbie Hancock, Butch Warren, and Philly Joe Jones. The other quintet consists of Hank Mobley and Philly Joe Jones, but with Lee Morgan on trumpet, Andrew Hill on piano, and John Orr on bass. The track we heard, Up a Step. You're listening to The Jazz Scene. My name is Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. We'll begin our final set of the hour with guitarist Charlie Byrd. In the early 60s, Charlie, along with Stan Getz and Antonio Carlos Jobim, helped to introduce jazz and pop audiences in the States to Brazilian bossa nova music. And Charlie revisited those classic bossa nova tracks on an album from the early 90s called Bossa Nova Years, with Ken Paplowski on clarinet and tenor sax, Dennis Irwin bass, Chuck Redd drums, and Michael Spiro percussion. Many of the tracks here are tunes composed by Antonio Carlos Jobim, including this one, Meditation.
I'm Thank you.
That's pianist Hazel Scott from another CD in the Chronological Classics series, the Chronological Hazel Scott 1946-1947. That track, recorded in early 1946, found Hazel backed by an uncredited rhythm section on bass and drums, How High the Moon. Other tracks here are piano solos, while still others find Hazel on piano and voice backed by the Toots Kamatara Orchestra. Before that, Frank Wess, featured on alto and tenor sax and flute on this release, with Scott Robinson, additional reeds, Steve Turay, trombone and conch shell, Greg Gispert and Cecil Bridgewater, trumpets, Richard Wyans, piano, Lynn Seaton, bass, and Gregory Hutchinson on drums. The album Tryin' to Make My Blues Turn Green. We heard Little Esther. And Charlie Bird getting things underway from Bossa Nova Years, with Ken Poplowski on clarinet on that track, Antonio Carlos Jobim's Meditation. And that will wrap it up for this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. It's been a pleasure. Do join me again when you can for another hour of the very best in jazz. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.